Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Loud and Local continues on The Rock with Kevin Deers, 99.9 KISW.
Hey, what's going on? And right now I'm talking with a band called Luminator. They are the Northwest's like premier power metal band.
Oh, thanks.
Yes, yeah. I would say so. I think I talked to you. Did I talk to you guys during COVID? Like kind of like on a...
Right when it started,
Right
when we were like getting into it. And right when we realized it wasn't 2 weeks anymore.
Yep.
It was going to be maybe a few months, maybe a couple years.
Maybe 3 years. Maybe just, you know, two weeks, just flatten the curve. We'll be okay. Just smash your pot and pans for the medical workers. It'll be all okay. What a weird time we've lived through these past 3 years. It's really crazy. So I remember just going to Fred Meyer because I was like, I want to get out of the house. I don't really even need anything. I just want to go somewhere. Luminator, welcome to the show, guys. We're in studio. We're in person. It's nice to have y'all here. You are wearing some chainmail. You're wearing your rings. You're wearing your robes. Let's go around the room. LJ, start. What are you playing? What's your name? And what do you play in the band?
My name is LJ. I wield the sword and I play the axe.
All right.
Beautiful. Yeah. I'm Ruben, and I just started playing piano for the band.
Awesome.
I'm Drew. I started playing bass for the band.
And I'm Dave, and I'm the drummer and archer.
Amazing. And Ruben, you also are the vocalist.
No. So our vocalist...
you missed the bus.
You can really?
Yeah, I guess the holiday today had the bus. It was like 2 hours late. He's like, I think I'll get there around 9:20.
Oh. Said,
oh, and for anyone who's listening, it's probably, what, 8:49 or something right now. So
yeah.
He's going to not make it. He's a real... So he's a Alaskan bush child. He navigates with a compass. He doesn't even have a cell phone.
Wow.
So he's like, I'll take the bus up. I'll meet you guys there somehow.
And then,
yeah, we just heard from him. He's like, yeah, I just got back to Tacoma. He's at like 8 o'clock.
He looks like Farquaad from Shrek. And he reads spells from candlelight.
Wow.
Yeah, he's a real, like, mystical man. Mm-hmm. I found him through Craigslist.
Interesting.
LJ and I had been working together on a couple tracks. Mm-hmm. And we were looking for vocalists, and I was posting on, like, Reddit and Craigslist. And then we had settled on a guy who was mediocre. And then right when, like, we were going to practice with this guy, we got the audition from Demi over Craigslist, and I was like, this is amazing. I have to fire the other guy. He hadn't even started yet.
Yeah. Wow.
And then we found Dave, the drummer, the same way. He was just looking for bands, and he found us, and that worked out perfect.
Yeah. And we knew Dave through playing shows together in Devils, so
yeah.
That was it.
Yeah, we had met previously, but so we were just like acquainted, and then, you know, connected over on Craigslist. You know, I found Luminator, and they posted up a couple of their songs. I was like, oh my gosh, this is local, and the power metal is so amazing by these guys. So I was hooked immediately.
You played in some other bands, or?
Yeah, so the other band I've played in up here is Ghost Blood.
Awesome, yes, Ghost Blood. Yeah. We know Johnny from Ghost Blood, yes. Awesome, man. Well, so And then also we're missing another member.
Yeah, Vance. So Vance, as you might know from Aetherius, yeah. Devils of Luden, or Blood and Thunder, if you've yep. been around that long.
Yeah.
Blood the Betrayer, if you're into Lord of the Rings.
There you go.
Or yeah. Grimride. He doesn't want to be known about that.
Yeah, though. Let's make sure everyone knows about that one. So Vance is actually here in town. He's right around the corner. He's just decided to go attend a different metal show.
He went to Obscura as well as Flesh God Apocalypse. That's gonna kind of date the interview. But tonight over at El Corazon, he's a double headliner with Obscura and Flesh God Apocalypse. He chose well, but it's sad not to have him here. But he did have to go, you know, throw down. That is one guy who I think I see at every single genre of metal show I go to.
Yeah,
I'll go to a black metal show, I'll go to a doom metal show, I'll go to a technical death metal show, and he's there, you know, buying records, buying t-shirts. Like, that guy is out at every damn show.
Well, that explains why he's not at practice.
There
he's
you
not
go.
Interviews, he's not doing PR with us.
There you go. Nice. And Drew.
Yo.
So you were you how did you come aboard? Did you have the connection because of Devils or?
Yeah, I mean, Vance was already in Luminator playing bass originally, and
yeah.
When I left Devils a few months back, I needed something to do.
Yep.
So,
yep.
So they told me that Vance was switching over to guitars. I'm like, oh, let's play some bass, bro. And I messaged Ruben and Elday if I could try out and learn to. What was it, three songs?
Mm-hmm. No, he learned six songs in 4 days.
Nice.
Drew's a wizard.
He really had nothing to do.
Well, that last part right there is definitely true. I don't know if I learned it in 4 days, but yeah, it's just a lot of fun, man. I mean, it's I get to do backing vocals and
yes.
stuff now, and oh, man, I love bands that do, like, just whole group chants with vocals. Gets the whole crowd going. Yeah.
Yeah, this lineup's really exciting to talk about, actually, because when it started, I've been looking for a keyboard player for as long as the band's been alive, about 3 years, and I couldn't find anybody. I'd already stolen two members from Devils of Luden, and I tried to grab Ben, but I couldn't get him.
Yeah.
You know, he went and joined a different band. So I eventually made a decision that I'm going to play piano and learn it. And I'm like, okay, well, that opens up guitar, because it used to just be LJ and I on guitars. So I asked Vance, you know, do you want to play guitar? You want to stay on bass? We can find another guitarist or a bassist. And he said he'll go to guitar. He's more comfortable on it.
Awesome.
So then we had a bass opening. And it's like, well, I guess I could take somebody else from Devils of Luden. You know?
There you go.
And that worked out because Drew
ended He was
being,
leaving already, so.
Well, it's even better because Drew ended up being much more than a bassist. He's a great backup singer. He's got a great attitude. He learns everything. He's there on time. He's not at Obscura right now.
Yeah.
You know?
So yeah,
he's already a better bassist in a lot of ways.
There you go. He's also a yogi.
Yeah, so. We need somebody ripped, like super ripped in the band.
Absolutely.
And you often say he looks like the engineers in Alien Covenant. Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, Prometheus.
Short about 80 pounds.
Amazing.
Very lean. But yeah, the new lineup's really exciting. Our first unveiling of it was going to be at Hail Santa.
Yeah.
But then our singer was sick with COVID.
Yeah.
And we didn't want to risk getting anybody sick. So we're like, okay, we'll backtrack him. And we had planned out a cover. We were going to do Deadly Sinners by 3 Inches of Blood.
Yes.
Because our vocalist's range is perfect for that. He's got a very high screeching, you know, Judas Priest elbow type of voice.
Yeah.
And you know, he was sick, so we're like, I don't know what we're going to do. And then luckily enough, you know, this kind of connection thing happens where one of LJ's old vocalists and his old band, The Wizard Sleeve, Timothy, ended up coming out and singing that cover for us live.
That's awesome.
So that came together great. But now this show we've played already on Friday, you listeners. This show is our first time actually having the full six-piece.
Yeah.
The full thing. Two guitars, bass, keys, dedicated vocalist, dedicated drummer. And we're playing it in the smallest venue we could find.
The Kraken.
But it's exciting because we love the Kraken. I have special memories at the Kraken.
Yeah.
And this is one of their last metal shows. I mean, they do a lot of different kind of music, but it's mostly like, you know, punk and stuff.
Yep, punk, ska, you know, a lot of like underground rock. But they've also, you know, that's one thing about the Kraken, and this is something that, you know, I really wanted to kind of hit on, is that the Kraken has been kind of the clubhouse for so many different genres, you know.
Yeah.
You know, I have bands up in the studio over the years, and they're like, you know, that is like the place where, you know, after practice we'll go and have beers there. They have actually pretty good bar food, really good bar food, actually. And you could always go there and just see a good band, whether or not it's, you know, you'd be there. It's such an institution for the scene, and they actually have a GoFundMe up right now to go and support them to find a new location. So let's help them make that transition and find a new spot. So yes.
Yeah, I can't really speak on behalf of them, but from what I understand, they're not ending business. They seem to go somewhere else.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So maybe the drunken college kids will have to walk a little bit further to get to the Kraken, but we'll figure out a new spot for it. But you guys are going to be playing a show. If you missed that show, you guys are going to be playing a show April 14th, and you can roller skate while watching some power metal. That is... Oh, yeah. The Xanadu meets Manowar triumvirate, you know, Southgate Roller Rink over in White Center, April 14th with a band called Lords of the Trident and Skeletor. Now, this is an all power metal show.
Yeah.
That's awesome. How did you guys, you know, who booked this? Did you guys book it or LJ, you booked it?
So, no, our buddy Ty from Lords of the Trident, I met him at Prog Power, which is the awesome. Premier Canadian power metal festival last year. When I was passing out Luminary cards there, and you know, I ran to him again at Hyperspace Metal Fest in Vancouver, and then I ran to him again at Prog Power. I was like, "Hey, dude, let's play some shows together. You know, let us know when you're coming to the West Coast."
Yeah.
And Ty's the man. He's a really good booker. He's been, you know, really headstrong about coming out here and, you know, kicking ass with us. So we're hyped about that.
Yeah, he's a real mover shaker. I think his band has like the. He's the highest earning Patreon power metal band, which you know, has a lot of caveats to it, but it is still impressive. They're still fully like self-funded and real independent guys, and they also do what we do, and well, I guess we do what they do, which is we dress up.
Yeah.
Right? You know, you don't want to see some guy to show up in his, you know, Nirvana shirt just, you know, playing and looking at his feet. So we try to dress up, you know.
Absolutely.
As you can see right now.
You guys dress up for a radio interview. People can't even see this, which I appreciate.
You know? Yeah.
It's authentic. It really got me into the vibe, the really got me into the mood for some power metal. So, you know, I have to mention, you know, the Northwest is you know so rich in its metal scene and its punk scene and its rock scene. We have black metal, we got, you know, punk, we have, you know, drone, doom, you know, hardcore, all these things, but there hasn't always been a humongous power metal scene. There's some good ones. Greyhawk, we got Skeletor, Luminator now. So you know, it seems like you guys are really kind of, you know, nourishing and building up an awesome, you know, power metal scene. Is that true?
That's our goal.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, obviously we want to be on top of the wave, but
there you go.
A big part of it is, you know, I've always been passionate about power metal, but I came from playing punk.
Yeah.
And then if you look at my bandmates here, I mean, Dave, you came from Black and Thrash, and then Drew and LJ both came.
Melodic Death.
Yeah. Melodic Death or even Tech Death. Right. Mm-hmm. So, I was always really self-conscious about power metal. I'm like, oh, I'm in maybe like the manliest kinds of metal, and then I'm bringing the beautiful, you know, high-pitched vocal thing.
Yeah.
Everyone's going to make fun of me. And LJ had to spend years telling me, don't worry, people like power metal. I'm like, there's no power metal bands here. Everyone's all about their flipped-up hats and their new thrash and their pizza, you know, and I just wanted to, you know, bring something else to the table. And the reception's been really great. We've only played a few shows, but everyone seems to like us. We tend to sell more merch than the other bands do.
That's awesome. Nice, dude. Okay.
So, yeah, the reception's been great, and I can't believe I got the band members I do.
That's like, amazing.
How am I going to get a guy who can play fast enough? I got to get a tech death guy to play a little slower.
It's a good problem to have. That's a good problem to have.
Yeah, definitely.
Do you guys think I think you guys would do pretty well in Europe. Seems to be the place for power metal. Is that right? Is that right?
Well, let's try to recount all the power metal bands that came out of the Northwest. Queensryche. All right. So, pretty much, I know there's some other ones that have been around. You know, you could argue maybe Sanctuary, right?
Sanctuary, yeah. Nevermore had, you know, kind of here and there with the vocals mostly, but obviously. Yeah.
Dark metal, some power metal vibes.
Mm-hmm. There were some older, you know, bands. Like Metal Church has power metal-ish, but with some thrash. I mean, but that's more so just old school metal.
Well, yeah. And
that's not power metal. It's just old school metal.
Yeah, yeah. In our last interview, you and I kind of talked a bit about the different flavors of power metal there are, right?
Yeah.
You have to kind of dive into
Let's go over it again.
So our buddies Greyhawk, for instance, right? You know, those guys are real, like, classic power metal, right? It's more about, like, the power, right? You think of, like, maybe Arnold Schwarzenegger, you know, Conan type of stuff, right? Yeah. Especially when you look at their bassist, who's just a mountain
Darren.
Of meaty muscle. Yeah.
Steel bender.
Yeah, he is a steel bender, absolutely. Would you call Solicitor a power metal band?
Yeah, but they're, like, more, like, thrashy and aggressive.
Totally,
right?
Yeah.
You know, I think the thing that we try to do here in Luminator is be more approachable to someone who doesn't listen to metal.
Yeah.
Right? And this is something I've debated with Vance a lot, which is, like, can we be the band that kind of melds a lot of stuff together, right? Like, you see, we have Greenwater playing with us at the show that we just played, listener.
It was like a stoner rock band.
Yeah, exactly. And we're like, can't we try to mix these fan bases a bit? Because I feel like there's a bit of, you know, arms crossed in a corner, looking angrily at the other bands while you wait for yours to start, kind of thing from every different genre.
Soloing.
Yeah, and I'm like, there's got to be someone out there who loves stoner rock but also loves power metal but has just never tried it.
Yeah, that's me.
Yeah, welcome.
Well, I've tried it, but I'm just saying, you know, I love all these different things. And
but going over the different kinds of power metal, like our specific channel that we're in is like closer like the Stradivarius or Dragon Force thing.
Awesome.
Where it's more about melody. Rhapsody. Yeah, Rhapsody. It's more about melody.
Luca Cirilli.
Hell yeah. Yeah, powerful choruses, blistering solos, sick drums.
Yeah, like I don't want to melt anyone's faces with complexity. I want their faces to light up with joy. I want people to be linking arms and dancing around. Like when we've seen Rhapsody of Fire, you know, and people are doing medieval dances together. That's what we want.
Awesome.
And that's kind of the energy we have. If I could go into the story of the band a little bit.
Let's go.
So we all live in the Northwest here.
Mm-hmm.
It's dark. It's gray. It's a sad scene usually.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of people suffer from like the seasonal depression. Like,
absolutely.
The lack of light a lot. So I'd written a story of like, all right, what if there was a hero that could bring us the light, who could break these clouds and let the sun shine through? And that's kind of what the story is that we wrote for the album. And the albums, actually, I just kept expanding on that story. And that's kind of what we're doing here is, like, it's easy to fall into making, like, dark, doomy metal here because it's just so much inspiration for it.
It's everywhere.
You could look into Norway as well or other dark places where a lot of very dark metal comes out.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, what if we could be that one beacon that just bursts through the clouds?
Yeah.
You know, of, like, we're going to...
A golden dragon.
Yeah, a golden dragon. Yeah.
The Luminator, literally, yeah. You illuminate light, you know?
Yeah, that's the goal, and that's kind of what the story was born out of, and that's kind of the joy we're trying to bring, you know? So we often talk about, you know, how important sunlight is, and, mm-hmm. like, in the story, it's about, like, a dark sorcerer that put clouds over everything, and, like, our hero has to come out and break those clouds by killing the sorcerer, and it makes for a great story, but also gives a good reason for people to appreciate the sunlight in the story.
Yes.
But also a listener to be like, oh, I would like the sunlight. You know, I even did a bit of aggressive counter-marketing because I was getting marketed hard for politics. People saying, are you going to vote for blah, blah? And I got a text. I'm like, why don't you support my band? And I just texted it back. And, like, whoever the person was screening for voters was like, this is actually great. Thanks for this. You know? So, like, it worked out perfectly where it's like maybe everyone does just need a little dash of something.
Yeah.
But a big part of that formula is making it approachable. You know, we can't be so aggressive like Dragon Force where people get turned off. We have to slow it down.
Yep.
Make it groove, you know. And that's what Dave is really great for on drums.
Yeah.
Because, you know, Dave is not a metal drummer. You are a jazzy, in the pocket groove monster.
He's giving
monster.
Us an offended look right now. Yeah. Dave, you're very metal. I'm acknowledging you.
I've always liked more aggressive, you know, rock kind of drumming. But growing up in a jazz household, it has to swing or groove, you know, be in the pocket.
Sure.
We should mention your father if we could.
Let's do it.
Sure. Yeah. My dad was Bob Berg. He passed away 20 years ago, but if you're into jazz, he was a very accomplished tenor and soprano saxophonist.
Wow.
Yeah.
Played Worldwide.
Yeah, with Chick Corea, like he was the main guy, or with Stearns, who we were just talking about.
Mike
Stearns.
He played with Miles Davis for a bit.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, this is in his blood that he's just in the pocket.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, music's more of a hobby for me, but, you know, like, I have to do it, you know. So.
There you go. Wow. Damn, dude. That's awesome. Well, let's go into a song. Let's let this music, let's smile and embrace the light. We've got Silver Leaves. Where can people find this record?
Everywhere.
Yeah, if you type in Silver Leaves, you're going to get two things, either us or like some Etsy product for like a Silver Leaf armband that you can buy.
Nice.
I've done the search myself. But yeah, you can find us anywhere you listen. Spotify, YouTube,
Bandcamp.
iTunes, Bandcamp. Yep. Yeah.
Bandcamp. Awesome. Okay, Illuminator, again, they're playing April 14th at the Southgate Roller Rink over in White Center alongside Lords of the Trident and Skeletor going into a song here. It's Silver Leaves. Turn it up. Bang your head and embrace the light. It's Illuminator.
Yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Luminator here, and they're going to be playing April 14th at the Southgate Roller Rink with Lords of the Trident and Skeletor. 2023, going to be pretty big for a lot of people. A lot of people going out, playing shows out of the state. A lot of people probably, you know, as the world has now fully opened up and we've fully embraced live events and going out on tour. Are you guys going to be, you know, going out and going out on the road a little bit? Or are you guys going to be playing a bunch of local shows coming up, or what are you guys planning on doing?
So our big focus this year is actually to wrap up our full length album.
Awesome.
But we do have one show potentially in Montana, Mosh in the Mountains.
Mosh in the Mountains.
Awesome festival. Very family friendly at a, what's it called?
It's a bar kind of, yeah, but they also have a huge backyard.
It's a place called Happy's Inn. It's a bar, it's a city, and it's a town all in one.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. It's awesome. Yeah.
In Montana, in the middle of nowhere, in the mountains. Freezing
and it's a
cold.
Metal festival?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, they've done it, what, five times now? This will be the fifth time. And we played last year, and it was so fun. We had a great time.
Zoth played there last year with us. It was great. And Devil's Ant played, too. It was great.
Mosh
in the Mountains.
We brought a full armada of Seattle metal with us.
That's amazing.
But some California guys came up, too, as well. Yeah. But, yeah, it's a lot of fun. You camp out. You camp out there, and there's it's just, you know, it's metal and rock and folk.
It's trapeze artists.
Yeah, trapeze.
Know, okay.
Barbecuing, you know, everything you can think of. It's crazy.
There's a level
rituals.
Of, yeah. Oh, yeah. There's a level of freedom out there in Montana that's just, it's unparalleled, you know, and you get out there and it felt so free and open and you could just do whatever and it was nice.
And you're so high up in the mountains, you're laying down in the ground at night and you can see the satellites just like right above you. It's awesome. That's so crazy
beautiful.
Out there.
Hell yeah.
Watch out for the black bears in the road, though.
Watch out.
But if we don't get on the bill, cut this entire segment.
Okay, sounds good. Yeah. Sounds good. Yeah. Screw them.
But Solomon, you'll do the right thing. Jared, you'll do the right thing. I'm sure you guys will. They're the two guys that run it.
I'm sure you will.
Yeah. Yeah, LJ, why don't you unsheath that sword real quick?
Exactly. awesome. Well, okay, so one question that I do like to ask artists, because this is a Northwest radio station, what is your favorite Northwest band of all time? And LJ, you can start.
Alice in Chains, man.
Awesome.
Day one.
Yeah.
I've been little backstory about me. My family has been a KSW family ever since I was a kid.
Awesome. So they're probably stoked when you show up here in KSW and send pictures to your parents.
Yeah, every time. My earliest memories as a kid is listening to like Nirvana and Alice in Chains on the radio. And
that's awesome.
It's just always been a part of my life.
What about like a small local band that you like?
Small local band. That's a tougher question. Come back to me on that one.
Sure. Sounds good. Ruben, how about you?
I like the Melvins a lot.
Yes.
Yeah, they were big for me. I actually moved here maybe 15 years ago.
Awesome.
So I didn't grow up with this stuff or any music at all, really, because I grew
really?
Up really, really sheltered conservative Christian.
Yeah.
So
James Hetfield over here.
Like the first time I heard Hotel California, I was 16.
Wow. Okay.
Like, this is such a ripping solo. Has anyone heard this before?
No, no one has.
Yeah. Do you guys know about this?
Yeah.
But yeah, I like the Melvins a lot, and awesome. I've seen them a couple times. Put on a great show every time. In the same vein, I love that they embrace their how different they are.
Absolutely.
You know, whether you call them odd or weird, and they have cool outfits on stage.
Yep.
And, you know, once you dive into the Melvins hole, that's when you get into big business. You get into Helms Ali, right? Yep. You start working your way to all the other Seattle bands, but I would say, yeah, big bands like the Melvins, like the Screaming Trees a lot.
Yeah.
Sad to see Mark Lanegan passing, but, you know, it's how it is. And of
course, well as Van Conner. Yeah.
Yeah. But, and then, like, for smaller bands, I'm a huge fan of Zoth.
Yeah.
They blew me away.
Amazing. Those are our boys.
Yeah, we're tight with those guys, each and every one of them. And, you know, they helped us out a lot last year getting shows because they wanted to have us on there because I probably shouldn't say this, but they were like, you know, it's just a good match somehow. Space thrash and power metal.
You know?
And I'm kind of like, this is kind of the blurring of the genres we were talking about.
Absolutely.
Oh, we got a shout out to Progenitor, too.
Oh, yeah. Progenitor is awesome, too. We played a show that was just three bands. Us, Progenitor, and then Zoth. And Progenitor has been around for a while.
Yeah.
Their current lineup is outstanding.
Awesome.
I mean, they played three songs at Hill Santa that took up a 30-minute set.
Wow.
So imagine like a 16-minute song of straight black metal. It's very good. And, you know, Brian, formerly of Colt Mead, is in there playing bass and screaming. And, you know, Ben is in there as well. And all the fellas are real cool. But continuing on this trend of bands in the Northwest.
Yeah, favorite Northwest bands. True. What about you, man?
A big famous band that's grown on me pretty tough over the last few years was definitely Nevermore.
Yes.
Jeff Loomis has always been one of a big hero on guitar.
R.I.P. Worl Dane.
Yep. Local band, Windowpane, man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Shout out to Glenn.
I used to take lessons with Tony back in the day.
Nice.
And, man, he taught me a lot before I was in a band, so actually trying to play shows. Like, he really helped me, like, kind of figure out my foundation on things and what I wanted to do in a band and how I wanted to be as a guitar player and a musician in general.
Shout out to Tony Abreu.
Yeah, my dude.
Right on. And last but not least.
Yeah, for me, I guess, as a kid, I loved Soundgarden.
Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah.
You know, that Black Hole Sun video. It's just epic. I think that's maybe my favorite bigger Northwest rock band. And then, of course, you know, Zoth and Devil's Luden, you know.
Yes.
Those were two metal bands that I got to play with Luminator and in Ghostblood. And they, to me, defined the awesomeness of the metal scene here.
Ghostblood and Devil's played some pretty sick Kraken shows back in the day.
We did.
Yeah.
Quite a few. Yeah.
Yeah. And as the only person that was on the outside of that equation, fellas, because I'm sitting here with all the former members of those bands. I was on a date with a girl in university, and I was like, you know, my buddy's band is playing at the Kraken. And we walked down, and I saw the Devils. I'm like, hey, LJ, what's up? Because we knew each other. And I got to look really cool. Like,
yeah.
I know the band that's melting this place to the floor, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm now married to that girl.
There you go. So that's amazing. It worked.
Yes. I mean, that's not only a beautiful story about local music, but also about the Kraken.
Yes.
It all comes back around.
Absolutely.
What happens at the Kraken.
Yeah. There you go. So, you know, you guys are kind of like representing the light in metal, right? You're bringing the light to. So, obviously, the last 3 years have been a lot of really crappy days for all of us, right? Mm-hmm. So, when you're having a crappy day, what's an album that you can reach for that can bring that light to you if it's not Luminator?
3 Inches of Blood, Advance and Vanquish.
Awesome. Yeah. And that was LJ.
Front to back.
Yep.
I'd have to go with Stradivarius Elements Part 1. That one's just so strong, and yeah, it's real beautiful stuff. But maybe if I had to pick a power metal song, Reach Out for the Light by Avantasia is perfect. It's kind of what we're doing with our band all the time.
Yeah.
Beautiful stuff.
Awesome.
More recently, any album by Master Boot Record has been
awesome group.
Awesome dude. Yeah, they're going on tour in Europe right now.
Wow.
That really gives me hope for them coming out to America someday.
They're so cool.
I would love to see that band live, dude.
Is it a band or is it just a guy?
They got a live band right now.
Yeah, cool. Yeah.
Two guitarists, a drummer. I saw a picture just today. Whoa. It's like the two guitarists back to back and the drummer, and then there's a whole table of like three computers.
Yep. Wow.
They got to have a lot.
And they sell their albums on floppy disks.
Yep.
Yeah, that is amazing. It's crazy that something that obscure and weird can be on Metal Blade Records. I love it. I love it.
Good. Yeah. See, for me, I guess Stradivarius Infinity.
Awesome.
Really always boosts my mood. Or, I don't know, some of Falconer's older albums.
Cool.
You know.
What's that new one that we were listening to at practice?
Vianity.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, the Vianity. Yeah.
That's a brand new power metal release that's beautifully mastered.
What is it called?
I forget the name of the album, but it's by a band called Vianity.
Vianity?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Swedish.
Elements of something?
Elements of Power, I think.
I'll check it out.
There's some
outstanding power metal coming out now. Nice. I think we went through a weird phase where it's just been like a lot of Sabaton, Gloryhammer back
sure,
and forth.
Sure, sure.
Or like for some reason, Unleash the Archers becomes a power metal band.
It's so true.
Now to have like the classic power metal stuff coming out, like the classic formula of that driving, you know, a galloping bass, dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun, you know, that kind of thing, and the high vocals. It's exciting. It's a good time for us to be on top of the wave here.
There you go. Nice, man. Well, again, they're going to be coming out April 14th at the Southgate Roller Rink, and you can dress up. I encourage you to put your gauntlets on, to put your
If you dress up, you get free merch, by the way.
Really?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, even something as simple as elf ears will do.
Okay.
You know, you can put flowers in your hair, but yeah, be like all our merch girls dress up. We got some friends that dress up, and of course, we're always dressed up.
There you go. Awesome. Again, that show's going to be at the Southgate Roller Rink April 14th, and that's in White Center with Lords of the Trident from Wisconsin.
Yep.
And Skeletor from right here in Seattle. Mm-hmm. And we're going to go into this a second song by Luminator. You can support the band. You can buy their record. You can go see them April 14th. And we're going to go into a song called Banner of Light. But, Ruben, I feel like you have...
It's Drew.
Drew?
Yeah.
Drew, what now?
Drew?
We practiced.
Yeah. All right. Drew, you're gonna introduce it?
Oh, right.
All right.
So how's this go?
You know, as we're all dedicated listeners of this podcast and this show, we know what we do here. You
got
to throw it the cheesy morning DJ style.
Yep.
We told Drew, you got to get it right this time. No pressure.
And it's Banner of Light.
No pressure. Hey, this is Luminator. This is our song, Banner of Light.
Not cheesy here. Enough. Take it from the top.
Oh,
and
what?
A one.
Full breath. Give that full breath in there.
Get in there.
Energy.
And a one and a two.
Come on.
Hey, I'm Drew. I play bass for Luminator. This is our song, Banner of Light, here on 99.9 KISW.
Come on, give me a The Rock!
The Rock!
All right. Good job. All right, right on. It's Luminator. Catch them April 14th at Southgate Roller Rink. It's Banner of Light on The Rock. We'll be right back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.